Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
Try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Welcome into another edition of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Your host and executive producer, Brandon Kravitz, here, wrapping up the week as we get set for more Magic basketball. Now, on today's episode, I am not going to talk about what's happening in Game 6. I'm not going to talk about what's happening in Game 7 because as of my recording of this, those just haven't happened yet. So I don't know when you're going to consume this over the weekend. For all I know, the Magic could be headed to a seventh game. They could be eliminated already. So we're just going to table that for now. And I'm going to get into something that I know a lot of you are thinking about. So I've been avoiding it on the live show in the zone, but you're going to get into it here and give some thoughts on a certain player that may or may not be of interest to the Orlando Magic and vice versa. And we'll get into that in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Diamond Dog Athletics. My guy Nick, who runs the show over there, creates sports apparel and athletic gear for kids of all ages. So if you got a young one that's playing youth league sports, go ahead and give them a shout. Diamond Dog Athletics, you can find on Instagram, and the email address, which you can find in the description of this very podcast. So thanks, Nick, for hanging with us, and we will continue on with today's show. Again, I do not know what happened in Game 6 or Game 7 as of the time of recording this, so maybe this changes the tenor of the conversation a little bit, but come on. The Magic made it to the playoffs this year. They were a 5 seed. How upset could you be about anything that you have seen to this point? The Magic have built a great young core behind Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and Jalen Suggs. Now, they do need to add to this mix, and I'm going to say that whether they win or lose, there has to be an additive to this Magic cauldron, so to speak, and I think we kind of know what this team needs. They need shooting, and they will have the financial wherewithal and the financial power and flexibility. This is how Jeff Weltman and Anthony Parker have set this thing up. They're going to have the financial flexibility to bring in a max player if they decide to move off of certain pieces. So you're probably going to say bye to Wendell Carter Jr. You're probably saying bye to Gary Harris. You may even have to say goodbye to Mo Wagner, although that sounds like lunacy right now. Markelle Fultz, you know, some of the obvious suspects that the Magic could move off of, create more cap space, and ultimately bring in somebody that they look at and say, okay, this guy is a game changer. Now, I've gone a couple of minutes now without even saying this guy's name. The most recent report from Ramona Shelbourne is Paul George, that Paul George is interested in the Magic and that the Magic are interested in Paul George. And of course, the Magic are not the only team that's involved in this. The Philadelphia 76ers, also a factor in the potential sweepstakes for Paul George. Now, here's the thing for PG-13. This guy is not a free agent, so he's not coming for free. You're not just throwing money his way and you get it done that way through free agency. He still has 1 year left on his deal, a player option for the following summer. Paul George is sort of a lame duck player for the Los Angeles Clippers. If he's not going to sign an extension with the team, they don't want to lose him for nothing. That player option, that's his power. If he decides at the end of next season, I don't want to play for the Clippers anymore, they lose him and there's nothing the Clippers can do about it. So if he lets them know, I don't want to be here anymore, trade me, and even better, if you like this idea, tells them, I don't want to be here, trade me to the Magic, and makes that public, all of a sudden, that price gets driven down. And we've seen that happen time and time again with different deals in the NBA. So that's if everything goes to plan. And the next question you have to ask yourself is, do you want Paul George? Is he the right piece? The Magic have one big swing they can take outside of making sure that they shore up what's already in-house. You know, Paolo's eventually going to get paid. Franz is eventually going to get paid. It looks like Jalen Suggs should eventually get paid. And everybody else is just sort of a rotating piece around those guys. And if Cole Anthony's and Mo Wagner's, if those guys are going to take discounts to be a part of this team, then absolutely you keep them on board. But they're going to have to add somebody. You only get one good shot at this. You know, you can always get creative, but you get one good shot for how well they have been setting up this sort of situation. Is Paul George the right guy? Let's think about this. What do the Magic need? They need three-point shooting. He can do that. They need somebody who can create their own offense because sometimes their offense can run a little bit stagnant. He can definitely do that. And you don't want to compromise on what you've built defensively. Well, Paul George is one of the better defensive forwards in the league, so he checks that box too. The issue with Paul George is that it creates an obvious glut in what the Magic are and the way that they're built. Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and a potential Paul George in the starting lineup, because obviously all of those guys would be starters, creates a little bit of a glut. The issue that I have with it, I'm all about adding Paul George. And if that's the move that you want to make, if you're Jeff Weltman or whoever's making this decision, by all means, go for it. The Magic would be dangerous and deadly. And look, let's use the Boston Celtics as an example. The Celtics are built, the strength of the Celtics right now is Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis. That's a lot of size, and there is not, as far as their core guys, there's not that guard that makes them as great as they are. Now, they've had Marcus Smart in the past, and they have Jrue Holiday now, so they've got that guy today. But this team has been on top of the NBA year after year without having that tier one playmaking guard on their roster, so you can get by without it. And I think if I told you the Magic are going to be the Celtics for the next 5 years, even without a championship, you'd probably sign up for that. But that's the problem, is that if you go that route for Paul George, then you're not going that route for a star guard. I don't think those guys are readily available, so this might be your best option. This might be what you have to do if you want to seriously upgrade the roster, use the assets that you've created. But it's not what the Magic need the most. They need a playmaking guard. Let Jalen Suggs play off of that. He's knocking down threes at a much higher rate than he did a year ago. He is a phenomenal defensive player. Let him settle into that two-guard position. He turns the ball over too much. You don't want the ball in his hands as often as it is right now. He's playing point guard. He is not a natural point guard. So if they get somebody that can patrol the court at a star level with the forwards they have, I think that's the ideal mix for what this team needs. And that star guard can't just be somebody who handles the rock and passes. You need somebody who can knock down threes too. If they can get, like, I mean, obviously this is a dream scenario, but someone like an Anthony Edwards, you know, what Chris Paul was for the longest time, Steve Nash, you know, those, Steph Curry is the most extreme example, but a point guard that can knock down shots and distribute and make everybody else around him better. That's the kind of player that would make the Magic go from good to great and sit atop the Eastern Conference. Paul George certainly makes you better. It makes you a title contender, which is why if you're a Magic fan that's looking at that as a potential move that this team makes, you can't dismiss it, because it does make you a championship contender. I just don't think it's the best move that's available. That's my thoughts on it. We'll take a break in the action, and when we come back, It's always fun to look back. How about a chat with Paolo Banchero when the season began after this?
Let's take a quick pause in the action to talk about today's sponsor, Diamond Dog Athletics, run by my guy Nick, a veteran-owned and operated apparel and sportswear company that specializes in creating custom apparel for teams of all ages. I'm talking baseball, softball, bats, gloves, catcher's equipment, uniforms, hats, and hoodies, you name it. By creating custom high-quality uniforms that the players will love, they'll look good on and off the field. And by using the best gear and equipment on the market, it will encourage them to continue to put in the effort needed to make it as far as possible on the diamond. Take a look for yourself. You'll be blown away with what you see at Diamond Dog Athletics on Instagram, or you can send Nick an email, diamonddogathleticsllc@gmail.com. Back to the show. Paolo Banchero entering his second year with the Orlando Magic, looking to improve off of a Rookie of the Year campaign. Before we get into the nuts and the bolts, I want to ask you our icebreaker question of the day. It's funny to see people freak out over Taylor Swift going to NFL games. That's been a huge story the last week or so. It's just a normal Tuesday for you guys, though. Do you ever get starstruck when you're playing in a game and you look courtside and you see, like, I can't believe that person is here watching me play basketball?
I think it's maybe a 5-second moment of like, oh wow, look who it is, and then after that you kind of get past it and play. I think the one time I did that was in college. We played in Vegas, and Floyd Mayweather was sitting courtside, and he said what's up, and so I was starstruck a little bit after that. But I don't think I've kind of had a moment like that since.
So the expectations are high for you, for this team, but something tells me you're ready for it. What kind of expectations have you put on yourself going into this season?
Just to be, you know, take that next step as a leader, as a player as well. You know, just stepping it up in all aspects, I think, for me. Coming off year one, I learned a lot. I messed up a lot, but I think it was positive overall. I was happy with how I played. And now I know what to expect. I'm more comfortable with the team, with the coaches, and I just am more excited, I think, for this year with everyone coming back healthy, the new faces we have, and, you know, just the opportunity to kind of get a fresh start and compete for a playoff spot and to be one of the best teams in the East.
Can you key us in on what one of those lessons were that you learned last year, something you look back and you clearly know, okay, that's a part of this league that I need to improve on or I need to be ready for, something like that?
Yeah, I think for me it was just all the travel and the games adding up. I think that was my first time going through that long of a season. So there was times where you're tired, you know, back-to-backs and didn't get the proper rest and whatnot. So I think just cleaning up on that this year is going to be huge for me. It's going to help me a lot. And then I think also just realizing that it's a lot of games. 82 games is a long season, so you're going to have some rough nights. You're going to have some off games. So I think it matters now just how you respond to those. I think that's my biggest thing is when I do have those off nights and whatnot, like how am I going to respond? How am I going to, you know, bounce back? How am I going to affect the game in another way besides, you know, scoring or maybe playmaking? You know, how can I, you know, be the best for the team and, you know, do what the team needs?
Is there a different vibe for yourself, for the team this year compared to last offseason where you're coming in as a rookie, a very young team, a lot of optimism around Orlando, but still kind of some skeptical critics out there? This year it feels like team's experienced, you've gotten your first year under your belt. Is there a different vibe this year heading into season compared to last year?
Yeah, I think it's, if I had to say, it's more serious. I think there's more expectations. Everyone's, you know, healthy, you know, so there's not guys sitting out. And I just think, yeah, more serious. If I had to use one word to describe it, I think guys are super focused this year, heading in, locked in, ready to compete. And, you know, last year we didn't really get training camp because of a hurricane. So I think guys are going to be ready and hungry to get out there and compete for these next 3-4 days and then head into preseason, build off that, and then, you know, by the time the regular season starts, we'll hit the ground running.
Is there a certain aspect of your game that you talked about? You get through the struggles of last season, the ups and downs. certain aspect that you've been honing in on this offseason and playing in FIBA that you are trying to particularly work on?
Yeah, I think, you know, my defensive focus, understanding coverages. I think last year being a rookie, you know, my ability on defense was really never the problem. It was more just understanding positioning, where I need to be on the floor, when to, you know, rotate, when to cover for guys. Like, you know, I didn't really have too much of a feel for that at the NBA level. And so it was up and down a lot. But I think playing in USA, being around, you know, that high level of environment, and then just with the film I've watched and the stuff I've improved on, I think that's going to be a huge improvement, just being better defensively. And then also being just a better decision maker. I think I was good last year, but, you know, made some rookie mistakes. So being a better decision maker with the ball and being more efficient as well as a scorer and a playmaker.
How about the Coach Kerr was implementing you as a small ball five here and there throughout the stretches of FIBA. Going with this team, who Coach Mo has talked about positionless basketball all of last year, how valuable was that experience playing the center position with a good group of guys for USA, and how can you bring it over this season with the Magic?
Yeah, it was valuable for me, you know, because I remember my rookie year, you know, there were some times where in practice or in the games where I attempted to play five, mm-hmm. and, you know, I didn't really know how to defend and drop coverage. I didn't really know kind of what went into playing center because it wasn't as kind of simple as it may seem. Like, there's a lot of nuances that go into it. So I struggled. But I think with USA and Coach Kerr having me play that role, I learned how to do all those things, clean up on all those things. I think I'm much better in drop coverage. I'm much better switching one through five. I'm much better screening and rolling and learning how to screen properly. And so that helped me a lot. And, you know, bringing it to this team, it's just going to, you know, help me be more versatile and help the team in more ways.
We're talking to Paolo Banchero right here at Magic Media Day. Is the All-Star game a goal of yours? Is that something that's on your list that you'd like to achieve for this season?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think every season you set a new set of goals or have a new set of goals. For me, I think All-Star, All-NBA type player is what I want to be. But in order to get there, the first thing or the thing that matters most is team success. You know, you can't be the worst team in the league and expect to be, you know, All-Star or whatever else. You know, you got to win. You got to show up on your team's record. And so team success is the most important thing for me, helping us get to where we want to be, which is the playoffs.
Load management is such a big part of the NBA conversation. The league has put new rules in place and all of that. You're a young star, and there are people that pay money because they want to see you play basketball. Is that a burden that you carry? Is that something that you think about where you feel like, I got to suit up today even if I don't quite feel like it because I might have somebody out there that wants to see me play tonight?
I mean, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things as a player is, you know, the NBA, we're here for the fans. You know, the fans is what keep this league going. And so when you are a marquee player or really I think any player, you know, you kind of have a duty to show up and play to the best of your ability if you're able to. You know, if you're injured, you shouldn't be out there. But, you know, if you're sore or maybe a little dinged up, you know, I don't think, unless it's really detrimental to yourself or the team, I think you should be out there. And, you know, last year I think I played 75 games. I was pissed I didn't play 82. I had an ankle injury that kept me out a little bit. So, you know, I want to be an 82-game player, not only for the fans but for the team. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Let's wrap with this. I've been asking everybody, such a tight-knit group, so connected in the locker room, you can just see it. Who's the guy that you think makes it all happen? There's always a glue guy in any group. Who do you think that is?
Who's the guy that makes it all happen in terms of just, like, team?
Like, togetherness in the locker room, camaraderie.
I give that tag to Cole Anthony. I think, you know, he's universally liked by all the teammates, all the coaches, everyone in the building. He never lets you not know that he's here, present. You know, you're always gonna hear his voice. You're gonna see him, you know, acting a fool, being himself. But we love him, and I think he's that glue guy that we all look towards and know that, you know, if there's one guy that is gonna make sure that, you know, his voice is being heard and he, you know, he's slapping five and, you know, being a great teammate, it's cold.
Just know you got the city buzzing right now. People are excited about Magic basketball, and you're a really big reason why. Paolo Banchero, kind enough to give us some of his time today here at Magic Media Day. Thanks so much. Best of luck this season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast brought to you by Diamond Dog Athletics. Custom baseball and softball uniforms for kids of all ages. Look good, feel good, play good, and email them today. Diamond Dog Athletics, LLC at gmail.com. We appreciate you listening to today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. If you like the content you hear, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll keep it coming. Zoneheads Orlando on Facebook and on Instagram, the Orlando sports content that you crave. We appreciate you checking us out, and if you keep coming, we'll keep cranking out content. Talk soon, Zoneheads.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.